the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
And now, it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
The brother whose color Crayola has yet to discover. The niggy known as the Tan Ted from Tuskegee. What's up, Biscuit Beige Build-A-Bear?
Biscuit Beige? What?
Summer Wilkes! Summer Wilkes!
Happy Friday,
Summer Wilkes! The sexy sister who's sagacious, bodacious, and loquacious.
Thank you.
Chicago's finest, dedicated diva with a couple of degrees, some double D's, and a deep dish pizza. And I want to get with you, church. J.L.C. Brown.
What up, Hug?
A.K.A. Mr. Watch Out There Now. The man from the land of Liverpool. South Carolina's own, smoking on medicinal homegrown. Hot as a mofo Negro who's black and proud and has been openly dating white women since the invention of styrofoam cups. Jay is the white man's nightmare, an ashy black man with a white woman. What's up, TJ and Matt?
All right, Huggy.
What up?
Thank God it's Friday. Yeah. I know one person feeling the same way I do right now. Shiggity. This has not been Chad Johnson week. He's like a frustrated baker. Every day he wake up, somebody messing his cake up. And it ain't getting no better. Nope, not on my segment. Contender number one, the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
What?
Yep. I know it's only preseason, and it's a little premature to be picking on these overrated avatars. But that piss-poor performance on Monday Night Football was the worst. The Cowboys beat the Raiders 3-0. 3-0. That score was lower than George Wallace's mama IQ test. That score was lower than Music Soul Child trying to tie his shoe. Like I said on Tuesday, you know the game was bad when you start saying to yourself, where's Hank Williams Jr.? Contender number two, the Oakland Raiders. Seriously? You couldn't score nothing? No numbers? What kind of game you guys got? Contender number three, Anderson Cooper's boyfriend, Ben. Yep. America's favorite gay guy, Anderson Cooper boyfriend, Ben, got caught K-I-S-S-I-N-G. And get this, Ben was kissing another man. Other than AC360, that Bama Ben was lip-locking in the park. That means Ben cheating. I mean, if he was that comfortable kissing in public, you know how many people recognize your dumbass? Come, Ben. You know how many people recognize Ben Dumbass as AC360 boyfriend? Every damn body. Anderson Cooper ain't never took a day off of work. He's worked through wars, tsunamis, terror attacks, hostage situations. He's in third world country laying his life on the line and been somewhere in the park teaching another man French. All on this man Wee Wee and his Rosetta Stone. Anderson Cooper was so destroyed he went to Croatia. I don't even know how to pronounce that shiggity. Croatia. I don't know why Croatia. Maybe that's where gay men go where they're heartbroken. I know when I was heartbroken, I went to Cartagena. Contender number four, Ocho Cinco. This week, Ocho Cinco's life has been like a Final Destination movie or a scene from Punk after he headbutted his wife for 41 days, Evelyn Lozado. His career went down quicker than an Olympic platform diver. He got locked up, released, let go, and dropped. Mm-hmm. He got let go quicker than Terrence Howard and Iron Man 2. I'm just saying, man. I ain't even know how, you know what I'm saying, man. I ain't even know, man. I just want my job back, man. You know, I'm just trying to be on Iron Man 2, man. Evelyn dropped him quicker than Marvin Frazier was fighting Mike Tyson.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Now, he's been calling Evelyn Ocho Cinco times, trying to get her back. The thing between Pinky and the Brain will never be the same, y'all. First of all, Evelyn and Ocho, whenever they're in the car, anytime Ocho sneezes, she's going to jump. She's going to jump. She's going to have to wear a helmet from now on to feel safe, y'all. Contender number five, Chad Johnson. First of all, I lost money betting that no one would beat Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries' short-ass 72-day marriage. But nope, I should have bet on black. I should have seen all the red flags. First of all, they got married on 4th of July.
Right.
You lie. You lie. The Ritz-Carlton knew it was going to be a lie because they didn't want to have their wedding there. Remember that? Remember that?
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. The St. Regis knew. Everybody at the wedding knew. They was whispering to themselves when the pastor said, speak now or forever hold your peace. Now look at Chad. I feel so bad for Chad. I'm not even going to make him the Bama of the Week.
Oh.
Ocho Cinco, you are the Bama of the Week. Week, week. You are the Bama for life.
For life?
Next day.